Just for God's sake, Holmes. Just because you've had nothing to occupy you for a couple of weeks...
Five weeks.
5 weeks. You still don't have to take it out on me.
5 long, sterile weeks in which the only intellectual problem that's presented itself is what fatuous interruption I can expect from you.
Now, you're not even making sense. If you've had nothing to think about, how can I have interrupted you? Dear God, I must be the most long-suffering individual in London. Coffee?
No, thank you. Well, this morning, I do have something to think about.
So there was something in the post?
Yes.
Well, you're welcome.
What?
Nothing. Is it important? Holmes, the letter. Is it important?
Vitally important. It's Porlock's writing. I've only seen it twice before, but it's definitely Porlock's writing.
And who's Porlock?
Porlock is a nom de plume, an identification mark.
But beyond that?
I have no idea.
You know, I live in hope that one day we might actually have a normal conversation. You don't know who he is, and you've only seen his writing twice before, but you're behaving as if his letter's a matter of life and death.
Look.
Oh, you're sure I'm trustworthy enough? I'd hate to say something fatuous and... Holmes.
Interesting, isn't it?
534 C2 137631. Holmes, what is this?
There's every chance it's exactly what you said it was. A matter of life and death.
You didn't tell me this was your stop, too, brother.
Wait.
Okay. Now we can talk. You never know who's listening.
No, I guess not.
Brother Mike Scanlon, Lodge 341, Vermissa.
Father John McMurdo, Lodge 29, Chicago. Bodymaster J.H. Scott. The clouds are heavy.
Yes, a storm is approaching.
I mean, not to meet a brother so early.
There are plenty of us about in the valley. What brings you here?
I heard there was work for a willing man.
And there's none in Chicago.
No, I found plenty.
Then why did you leave?
Seemed like a good idea.
Where are you staying?
Here. Someone back home put me onto it. Jacob Shafter, Sheridan Street. You know it.
I know it. You'll find precious few brothers staying there. But I dare say it'll do you for now. I'll walk with you.
What's he like?
This Jacob Shafter. He's as honest a man as you'll find in this town.
Then lead on, brother.
This way.
They turned their faces into the freezing wind and walked together through the rutted paste of muddy snow that formed the main street of Vermissa. In the long and gloomy valley there had at least been a certain grandeur, but the town showed nothing but a dead level of mean ugliness and squalor.
Porlock isn't important in himself. Whereas it's the man he's in touch with who matters. Yes, imagine the jackal and the lion. The pilot fish and the shark.
He works for a criminal.
But in truth, he's rather more on my side of the law than his master's, on occasion at least.
An informant. Not purely out of the goodness of his heart, presumably.
Watson, you're a cynic.
A realist.
Well, the occasional £10 note found its way from me to him, yes. It is money well spent. This is advance warning of some devilry.
A string of numbers.
And one letter.
And 3 words. Douglas Burlston Burlston. What do you make of it?
534 C2 137 36 31 17 21 Douglas. Words on the page of a book.
You think so?
No doubt about it. It's Porlock's usual method.
Well, why are some words written out? Because he couldn't find them in print.
Exactly.
So, which book?
I don't know.
But without a title, we can't do a thing.
Watson, you have an unerring ability to keep us flat-footed on the ground.
This here is Old Man Shafter's place.
Thanks.
Well, I guess I'll be seeing you at the lodge.
Count on it.
Regular meeting's Friday. There's a hall behind the Union Saloon on Main Street. 9 o'clock.
Right.
But if you know what's good for you, you report to the bodymaster as soon as you can. Boss McGinty's the man. Councillor Jack McGinty. It's him who owns the saloon.
What's he like?
You never heard of Boss McGinty?
Well, how could I? I'm a stranger in these parts.
I thought his name was...